Today I'm going to talk about buying and leasing government-owned properties and overcoming the limitations that state law places on these types of conveyances. The state has enacted numerous statutes to guide local governments on how to go about these types of conveyances. But the first thing that you need to consider is whether it's a landowner, someone from the public or an elected official or a department head comes to you and talks about either leasing or selling a piece of property, you first want to make sure that the city actually owns the property. I have seen occasions where there had been some type of agreement, maybe like a development agreement between a developer and the local government to put in, let's say, a courthouse annex or a library. And through the years, somehow, the deed was never recorded. So that's something you always need to check. Also, you need to check and make sure when you are looking for that deed to truly confirm that you own it, are there any deed restrictions in the deed, or if there are any separate covenants that were recorded separate from the deed, especially on tracts of land that have been owned by a municipality or another local government for as long as anyone can remember.